Yeah, it's great to reach 200 appearances. Not many players get the privilege of doing that. Yeah, it was great for the club to honour it, and the way that they done it, and a lovely plaque was presented to me by my sponsor Pat Ronan on my 200th cap as well. So it was lovely. They did make a nice big deal about it, so it was nice them to do that.
Was it something that you were expecting? You know, obviously Kylie had got one a couple of weeks before, and I suppose it must have kind of clicked off in your head that, oh yeah, I've been around as long as she has, so I must be getting one soon too.
Yeah, so like, wouldn't have come into our heads like about many appearances we had. I think we never even spoke about it or asked about it. Like, just got on things week to week. And then when Kylie got hers, I think she was pretty surprised as well. She was just told, and she's like, oh wow. And then I was kind of thinking I must be close, but it's hard to judge too, because obviously Kylie was out with a back injury, I was out with my cruciate injury, so it's kind of hard to judge many how close we were and stuff. So it was a nice thing to get all right.
Yeah, it wasn't something you were counting down the games to.
No. I think we worry about the next game. I don't think we worry about many we've played.
Yeah, sure, I can understand that. And look, it was a nice touch that Pat Ronan, a longtime sponsor of yours, he was there to hand you the award as well. And it just goes to show that there is a team of people behind the players out on the field, and it's nice that they get honoured as well.
Yeah, exactly. Like, Pat Ronan has been sponsoring me for a number of years now, and he's such a gentleman around the club, and everyone really appreciates what he does for the club. He goes about it in such a quiet way. So the likes of people like that, and like the likes of Eddie and Tom Dunn, and that, they all do professional work behind the scenes, and no one ever even knows, like, simple little things, and everything we ask for, we just ask them, and it's never a problem. So like, it's nice for those people to get thanked as well.
It certainly is. And look, just to look at the game itself, you didn't get the result you would have wanted on the day against Cork. They equalised in the last few minutes just to take the 3 points off you. But I suppose some of the positives from that game, we had Ciara Bates-Crosby coming on to score her first senior goal for the club. And I'm not trying to make you feel old or anything like that, but it must be great to see that these new girls are really making the step up from the lower age groups and are really contributing to the senior team now too.
Yeah. Like, we didn't get the result, but when you look back at it, we did concede the last minute, and we did play that match 3/4 of the game, only 10 players. Really, we done very, very well. So, you know, it was a good performance, so I didn't mind. As long as we perform well, I don't really mind. The likes of Ciara came on, and she done brilliantly for us. She had a great game, and obviously scoring her first goal, which was fantastic to see. Yeah, I do feel old sometimes. Like, there's 16-year-olds there on the team playing in front of me and that, and, like, it's great for them to be coming up. And obviously again next season, hopefully more of our under 17 squad will be coming up as well to join us more often, and hopefully into the squad as well. But like, the club needs that, and they're doing great work with the underage, under 17s and that, and they're doing really well in their league as well. So like, we need the likes of that to come up to keep thriving.
And I suppose the negative way to look at it is, you know, old and age, but the positive way to look at it is experience. And, you know, Tom knew that he could call on you to slip back into centre-half when the red card came. And, you know, that kind of experience, you can't buy that. You have to be around, and you have to put in the work and the dedication to do that. And look, over 9 years, you've certainly done that.
Yeah, so you just get more experience, and you kind of get to read the game, obviously, better. And you know where your strengths and your weaknesses are, so you kind of get more cute on the field, if you call it that. And you know, you just have to use that to your advantage now, especially when you have younger players coming up against you as well.
And just take me back to your first involvement with Wexford Utes. How did a girl from Carnew come down to Ferry-Carrig?
Well, basically, like, all up along, I wouldn't have played soccer, to be honest. I would have played GA mostly with Carnew Emmets. And then Tralee United actually started up a team, so Claude Dagg and Bert Cogley was over it, and just asked if you was to go play. They were only starting up the club, and we were like, oh yeah, she'll go. And I think I played about 2 seasons with them. And the funny thing about it is we got drawn to, I think, the Seaview United in a cup game. So we went down to Seaview, and like, obviously we were only starting off, and Seaview were like first division, I think they were Premier Division even, and I think they got a bet like 10-1 or something that day. But it happened to be Bobby Murphy was at the game. I think it was Bobby Murphy at the game, and he was kind of like scouting for the National League team when they were about to set up. And I was just asked to go for trial, so I went down for a trial on Saturday and got called back on Sunday, and I went for that again. And John Flood and Lucy Kent was over at that time, and they signed me. But like, to be honest, looking back, I wasn't expecting to be here 9 years later, if you get me. I was brand new to soccer. I was kind of just being thrown into the deep end. I was like, still even figuring out whether it's me, because I was so used to playing Gaelic and Camogie, if you get me.
Yeah, it's kind of a sink or swim environment, and to be fair to you, you certainly swam anyway. And your first massive game there, August 13th, back in 2011, one of the innovators of the new Women's National League, you were taking on Castlebar Celtic. And what are your memories of that game?
Oh, it was brilliant. Like, the hype coming up to the game, and it was just everywhere you looked, it was like hype over the National League being set up. And I think there were like 800 people at that game, and it was just brilliant atmosphere. We drew that game. I'm pretty sure it was a draw that day, but like, it was just, Castlebar were a good tough team and we were a tough team, and we were only obviously starting off from scratch, and it was just brilliant. Like, you do remember it. Like, it was unreal, the atmosphere at that game and all the people. Like, I think it was the biggest crowd that was ever been at like one of those league games.
Absolutely amazing. Yeah, it was a 2-2 draw, and you actually missed the penalty to win the game, I think, in the last 10 minutes. And just to look back on some of the names that would have been involved with Wexford there, obviously yourself and Kylie were part of the team, and there was a young woman named Rihanna Jarrett who came off the bench to equalise that day, so she went on to have a pretty good career herself. And you look at some of the other names there, Celine Sile, Fiona Bennis, Claire Conlon. So do you still keep in touch with these girls?
Yeah, so obviously Rihanna's off in Brighton now doing her thing, and like, she's amazing, and obviously we miss her loads and stuff. And then likes of Claire Conlon, yeah, she'd be a good college friend of mine, so I've been contacting her a good bit. And like, you have likes of Cara Breen as well, she was there, and like, you would be in, like, you'd always have some sort of communication with the girls. Like, they'd always be commenting on things, and they still do support us. Like, you have likes of Linda Douglas, like, and she'd come to some of the matches, and you know, it's nice to see those still with an interest. Like, a lot of them just had to give up for personal reasons and stuff, and I'm sure a lot of them would still like to be around if they could at all, but like, as you know, like, it's just a massive commitment, and not everyone can commit, unfortunately, to it. Like,
and that's what makes the sort of 9 years between, you know, yourself and Kylie, that's what makes it even more special. And you know, yourself and Kylie have been right there from the start. Do you ever actually get sick of playing with each other?
I don't think so, to be honest. Like, we all got on so well. Obviously on the pitch, like, you'd be telling each other what to do, and if you're not happy, you'll tell someone, do you know, that kind of way. And end of the day, you come back in, you laugh about, like, we do laugh about things that we could have said to each other on the pitch or given out, or, you know, you'd be coming in saying, why are you so grumpy today? And you're kind of like, oh, yeah, I kind of am grumpy, do you know? So it's just, I don't know, I think we know each other that well now. We spend more time with them than most of our family, do you know, that kind of way. And like, it's just, I don't know, we just got on so well, and we all just love meeting up. For example, we didn't train last Tuesday. We just had a little bit of break. It felt like a weird week. We came in there on Thursday to train. We're like, it feels like we haven't been here in ages, you know? So it's just routine, and it's just everything is based around your soccer and your matches and your training. And that's the way it just is. And I think it's just the norm now for us.
It was just 3 short years later when you were WNL champions for the first time, and you know, the first of many titles that you've won with the club. Do you remember that first one, and is it more special because it was the first?
I suppose it is the most special one, and but then again, they're all special. Like, I think we have 10 gold medals, so like, we've won 4 league titles, and do you know what, a few more now I wouldn't say no to, do you know, that kind of way. And it's just, I think it was because it was mostly unexpected of us to win it. Like, people didn't really show us much respect and stuff, and because the first few years we did take big defeats and that, but like, you know, once we found our feet, then we proved everyone else wrong, and we kind of like kept in our stride this year. It's obviously disappointing, it's the first time we haven't won any kind of silverware since I think it was the 2016 season, so that's a bit disappointing. But look, everyone has to have one of those seasons, and next year now we'll bounce back from it.
That's the optimistic and positive way to look at it, all right. And as I mentioned, you've been with the league right since the start, and always be associated with top level football, you know, women's football in this country. And that must give you an enormous sense of achievement that you were one of those innovators back in 2011, and you're still in the game now.
Yeah, it's like, a lot of people that would have started off, like, there's not that many of us left that have stayed around, and especially like myself and Kylie, obviously we haven't changed clubs, whereas the others would have changed from club to club here and there. But to be honest, I couldn't see myself playing with anyone else but Wexford Utes, and the plan is basically just play as long as my legs let me as such, and as long as I'm able to do it personally as well. So we'll see where it brings me, really.
Is there any sort of favourite memory that you have of the club? Obviously, you know, you've played in Europe, you've scored in Europe as well, you've played at the Aviva Stadium, you've won league titles, but is there any one moment in particular in your career that you look back fondly on?
they're all special moments, really. Like going to Poland, that was amazing. It was our first kind of trip away at Champions League, and the weather was just really, really warm. We didn't even know how to cope with it. You know, we needed 40 degrees and we couldn't even breathe. Things like that you're never ever going to forget. The really special win we would have had was the first FAI Cup in the Viva Stadium. First time walking out onto the Viva Stadium pitch. It was a great atmosphere, really good crowd, and then we went to the penalties and we won on penalties, and I think that was probably the best win we've ever had.
Listen, Adele, you've been great with your time there, but just one final question. Will you be back next year to keep leading these girls and hopefully get back into the winner's enclosure once again?
Yep, 100%. I don't think I've ever been sure in the last few years. You kind of go, oh, will it be my last season? Will it? Won't it? This season, I'm not going to leave off after winning nothing this season. And 100%, I'll be back next season. I can't wait to get that pre-season already, to be honest.